Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, May 7th, 2025. Let's check in with Grace out in Waldo County. Grace is with Out in the Open.
My name is Grace. I'm with Out in the Open. Out in the Open connects rural LGBTQ people to build community, visibility, knowledge, and power. We're a multiracial, majority working class, grassroots, movement and capacity building organization based in Wabanaki territory, working through the states of Maine and Vermont. We're excited about our upcoming spring summit happening May 31st and June 1st in interior Waldo County. Summits are a place to gather in community, to reconnect with and queer rural traditions, build relationships and trust among other rural and small town LGBTQ people, celebrate and grieve together, and create a roadmap to move us closer to our collectively liberated and joyful futures. We invite folks from across Northern New England to join us. The summit is open to people living across Wabanaki territory who identify as LGBTQ in rural Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire. Camping is available on site on Saturday night, May 31st. Transportation stipends are available. Childcare stipends are available for Saturday, and on-site childcare will be provided on Sunday. Sunday is the primary event, including time for socializing, rest, and engaging with others through summit sessions. Summit sessions are driven by curiosity and community need and are led by summit participants. Lived experience is the expertise that is centered in these spaces. Summit participants can add on a Saturday pre-summit field trip and opt to camp out overnight afterwards. Field trips are a way for summit attendees to get to know each other in smaller groups, to learn or develop an existing skill, and a way for Out in the Open to uplift and support the project, host, and facilitators' work in our community. All funds taken in for field trips go directly to the instructors or facilitators. Many field trips are offered at no cost as a baseline, and all summit registration fees for the full-day summit on Sunday and the summit add-on field trips are on a $0 to $50 sliding scale. Some examples of field trips include learning how to carve a wooden spoon using hand tools, a community safety series hosted in partnership with Prevention Action Change to learn empowerment, self-defense, and peacekeeping for protests, a farm work party and cleanup to support Nowiskok from stars to seed by completing tasks and needs that come up this season on their new farm, intro to quilting, a secret orcharding location to learn orcharding skills and socialize, and a creative perspective to forestry immersion. Registration is open now through the last week of May. There are spots available for both the full-day summit on Sunday and for many of the field trips. It's filling up slowly but surely, so be sure to register so we can plan for your food and camping needs and host you for a really successful weekend. You can get the full scoop and sign up at our website, www.weareoutintheopen.org/registration. We'll take you straight to register. If you can't join us for the summit weekend, but you want to support our sliding scale and no cost fee scale, you can also follow that link to make a donation to pay forward a summit registration.
That website again is weareoutintheopen.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow. And go to your phones or go to the computer and make a pledge if you can. And thank you to everyone who already has.